The Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra recently announced the winners of the biennial Betty Frost Jenkins Young Artist Concerto Competition. It was held on September 16th in Noel Fine Arts Center at the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point College of Fine Arts and Communication. And all of that is just a lead-in to say that the winner of that event is with me in our Buck studio today to play a couple of things for us. And she's Roshni Trainer, who is a violinist who attends, she's a senior at Stevens Point Area High School, and welcome to the Midday.
Thank you.
You keep pretty busy. All these various, not just the competitions, but all these various festivals around the country, Maryland, I see, and also, not to mention Door County, but also out in Vancouver.
Yeah, I really enjoy traveling, and so it's kind of neat that everywhere I get to go for different like music camps, I always meet so many different people, and I create like really good lifelong friends through music.
Sure. I mean, it is a network, and of course, the longer you're involved in it, the more people you're connected to.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you're a senior in high school, and that gives you certain other responsibilities academically, and so how are you dealing with those?
Oh, yeah, like AP classes.
Uh-huh, yes.
It can be a challenge sometimes to keep up with them. I took a few this year, but I'm really interested in what I took, like chemistry. I love chemistry, and so it makes it better because I'm really learning a lot, too. It's not just tests. And
well, yeah, that is the idea, to learn the thing. The test, I mean, it's sort of an old-fashioned idea, I guess, but the test is supposed to be kind of incidental to actually learning rather
yes.
than a goal in itself, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you must be in the college application mode, though.
Yeah. I actually applied to Madison because I got one of their tuition grants from the summer. They give out like 10. And I'm pretty set on Madison. I really like the atmosphere of the school, and I like the city as well, and the teachers.
So this would be in the School of Music or something else, just general, or what?
I'm thinking of biology, but I want to double major so I can still have music there.
Very commonly done, music and science as a double major. Well, you're playing one of these wonderful violin pieces that's so popular, such a favorite among violinists and audiences alike. And actually, it's the piece you played to win the competition, isn't it?
Yeah, the Saint-Saëns Introduction in Rondo Capriccioso. I really like it because it has like kind of that beginning introduction that is so different from the whole like rondo part of the piece. And then within the rondo, there is so much change too between like the heartier, deeper like G string, and then there's like the playful stuff on the E string.
So it gives you a lot of kind of variety of techniques to pursue in the course of this piece.
Yeah, and it's a very pretty piece.
All right, here we go. And your pianist is?
David Becker.
And you've been working with him just on this or for a couple of, actually 2 or 3 years, I guess you said?
Yeah, quite a few years. He has accompanied me a lot and in many different places.
Quite a few years. That means you started, what, when you were 4?
Yeah, I started when I was 4.
The violin at 4.
Yep.
Are there any other instruments you play?
I do play viola as well.
When did you start that?
I think it was when I was around like 10 years old.
Oh, so you gave that a good long thought before getting involved in the viola. But you play both now.
Yeah, I do. I enjoy both.
All right. Well, are you ready to favor us with the Saint-Saëns?
Sure, yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
At which point, the audience would be applauding for Roshni Trainor, who just there played the introduction in Rondo Capriccioso by Camille Saint-Saëns. And a lovely tone you have there, too. Don't go away just yet. So, about your violin. You have a musical family, and did they provide this? Or what is your support system?
Yeah, my family, and also we work with Ralph Rabin in Madison. He's wonderful, and he has helped so much with like choosing a violin and helping me like alter the bridge and strings. Yeah, he's a great help.
And what do you look for in a violin? For you personally?
I definitely look for really rich low strings and then like really bright, but like I really like soft A's, and I like
soft A's. Why the A in particular? It's a really good note.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the tuning note. Yeah, I don't know. It's just what I always listen for.
Well, are you rested enough now to go into this next piece?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, and this is one I haven't heard it for a while. It's a charming piece, and how did you come across it?
Well, actually, Mr. Becker had introduced it to me when I was still learning under him, and it was really fun for me, but at the time it was a little bit challenging with all the double stops, and I just have always really liked it, and so it's nice to now play it with him.
Well, it's a piece by one William Kroll. I don't know what else he might have written offhand, but this one is pretty well known. It's called Banjo and Fiddle. Are you actually imitating a banjo at any point in this?
Yes, during the plucking part, which comes back quite often.
Okay, here we go. Roshni Trainor with Banjo and Fiddle.
Thank you.
That fun. I think you both had fun playing that.
Oh, yes. It was definitely a lot of fun.
Good. Banjo and fiddle, that was, played by my guest today, Roshni Trainer. Her pianist is David Becker. And when you get into the UW-Madison, when you get in, we'll say when, not if, will you come back and perform on the midday?
I would definitely love to.
All right. We'll look forward to that. In the meantime, best of luck with all your studies.
Thank you.
And I'm sure you will be stellar. Thanks for stopping by the midday today.